This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 21st, 2025. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has initiated a broad inquiry on rules that should be deleted or amended. In a public notice strikingly titled NRE, Delete, 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 issued on March 12, 2025, the FCC solicited public input on any FCC rules in any service that members of the public believe should be deleted or modified for the purpose of alleviating unnecessary regulatory burdens. This is the latest in a series of similar proceedings going back to 1996, when the Communications Act was amended to require the FCC to periodically review its rules. The ARRL Executive Committee is working with ARRL FCC Council to review the provisions in Part 97 and other related rules that apply to radio amateurs. Those identified as outmoded, obsolete, or that for other reasons should be repealed or modified will be included in ARRL's filing to be submitted no later than the FCC deadline of April 11, 2025. April 28, 2025 is the deadline for filing reply comments. It is expected that the Commission will incorporate suggestions that it decides worthy of its consideration in a future notice of proposed rulemaking that could be issued later this year. Then there will be an opportunity for public comment on the specific rules and the Commission's proposals for deletion or modification. Some 175 scientists, students, professors, and amateur radio operators from around the world gathered in person and virtually on March 14th and 15th to share research, educate each other, and network at the annual HAMSCI Workshop 2025. HAMSCI, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation Program, aims to promote collaboration between science, amateur radio, and education. The 2025 workshop was hosted this year by New Jersey Institute of Technology in Newark, New Jersey. The program featured 30 talks and 24 poster presentations, many focused on the HAMSCI community's research activities during the 2023 annular and 2024 total solar eclipses, and its ongoing programs to involve amateur radio operators in collecting data for research on space weather and its impact on the ionosphere. "I believe the workshop went very well," said HAMSCI lead Dr. Nathaniel Fussell, W2NAF, a professor at the University of Scranton. "There were many stimulating presentations and discussions, and the workshop did an excellent job bringing together amateurs, students, and scientists from near and far." Among the presenters was Space Science Institute researcher Dr. Christina Collins, KDOXT, the 2025 recipient of the Dayton Ham Mentions Technical Achievement Award. Collins demonstrated how interactive data visualization software could be used as a platform for HAMSCI work, including visualization of data amassed from the Personal Space Weather Station, PSWS, project. ARRL was well represented at the conference with a team led by Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, who was also the keynote speaker at the Friday night banquet, and Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD. Interbitson focused his remarks on amateur radio's unique status as a technological sandbox for exploring and developing new communications technologies. He also highlighted ARRL's commitment to growing the amateur radio service through programs like the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, which prepares school teachers and college professors to develop student interest and skills in radio communications and technology. "Last year, the ARRL Board of Directors established a roadmap for a bold new strategic direction," said Interbitson in his address. "For 110 years, you might sum up the organization's purpose as promoting and protecting amateur radio. But last year, ARRL's mission was expanded to develop the next generation of radio amateurs and to be even more deliberate. A new advocacy was established to inspire youth." Interbitson also led a meeting of the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program at the end of the workshop. You can read more about this HAMSCI workshop at ARRL.org. And just a quick little follow-up about the HAMSCI story. While eating breakfast last Saturday morning at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, ARRL staff member Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, was also on the air from Bonaire, remotely working a pile-up from a station he visits often on the island. physically in Newark, New Jersey, for the annual HamSci Network. As we said, Interbitson had his Wi-Fi-connected laptop on the table in front of him, controlling the station in Bonaire as PJ4/NQ1R, and responding to FT8 calls in between bites of breakfast. Increasingly, popular remote operating will be the focus of an upcoming special edition of the National Contest Journal. You can join DX enthusiasts from around the world as they gather for the 76th International DX Convention in Visalia, California. The popular event runs April 11th through the 13th, 2025. This ARRL Operational Specialty Convention will feature several days of exciting programming, forums, and seminars. It is sponsored by the Northern California DX Club. On Friday, April 11th, a full-day track on the Next Generation DXing program will feature the latest in how the expedition leaders are planning missions using innovative technologies like radio in a box, providing data links in extreme and remote conditions, and building teams to deliver incredible numbers of contacts with hams around the world. ARR representatives will be on hand for the event and to document some of the seminars on video for the ARRL HQ YouTube channel and the ARRL Learning Center. There will be an on-site DXCC card checking, and an exhibit hall will let attendees visit with manufacturers and retailers of amateur radio gear. Other exciting learning opportunities include a contest academy and a DX academy. More information about the event, including registration and accommodations, can be found at www.dxconvention.com. Pre-registration rates are valid until April 3rd, 2025. Dozens of amateur radio clubs have made plans to host an ARRL Ham Radio Open House in April. The nationwide event is centered around World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th. 2025 is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. While we've been using radio well over 100 years, amateur radio operators continue to be on the cutting edge of innovation and electrical engineering. Modern weak signal modes, digital modulation schemes, and software-defined radios show that ham radio is a vibrant and modern hobby. For many students, it also provides a pathway towards being the technology innovators of the future. ARRL Ham Radio Open House is a time to show our communities how modern and innovative amateur radio is and to welcome them to be a part of it. ARRL, HamSci, and SciStarter are encouraging clubs to have visitors at their sites participate in a hand-on activity that can count towards the nationwide goal of documenting 1 million acts of science in April, which is the Citizens Science Month. The ARRL Public Relations Committee held a live webinar on March 19th to help clubs form and promote their ARRL Ham Radio Open House. A recording of that event can be seen on the ARRL HQ YouTube channel. Learn more at www.arrl.org, World Amateur Radio Day. The Great Falls Masonic Amateur Radio Club, GFMARC, KK7MR, in Great Falls, Montana, received a grant from the ARRL Foundation to purchase 5 library book kits to give to local and rural libraries in Montana. The library book kits contain 11 books dealing with amateur radio and testing guides for all 3 licensed classes. 2 kits were given to the Great Falls Public Library for their shelves and bookmobile. 1 kit was given to the Wadsworth Memorial Library, the Fairfield Public Library, and the Arden G. Hill Memorial Library within the Malmstrom Air Force Base. All of the libraries lacked information about amateur radio, and providing the books will allow patrons throughout Montana to access the information. With many libraries in Montana being rural, it is another way to reach more patrons, inspire a small community about becoming licensed to help with emergency communications within their community, or even help a farmer or rancher while out in their fields tending to crops or cattle, touch base with their home station, or contact emergency services. The ARRL Library Book Kits will provide information and start them on their journey to becoming licensed amateur radio operators. And thanks to the GFMARC Public Relations and Media Chair Shara Ross, KK7KBM, for the information contained in this story. In early April, amateur radio operators will have several opportunities to participate in Parks on the Air, POTA, events. The 3rd annual Georgia Parks on the Air will be held April 5th through the 6th, 2025, hosted by the North Fulton Amateur Radio League, NFARL. Last year, 51 out of 52 parks were activated with over 400 hunters and nearly 12,000 QSOs. More information and updated rules are available on the web at 2025 Georgia State Parks on the Air, POTA-NFARL. And on April 12th, from 1300 to 2259 UTC, that's 8 a.m. to 5:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the Jackson County Amateur Radio Association in Mississippi will host the third annual Mississippi State Parks on the Air. Modes of operation include single sideband, CW, and FT8/4, or any other legal mode, and any ham radio band that is legal in POTA may be used. Also, VHF, UHF simplex on 2 meters and 70 centimeters is acceptable. You can visit on the web MS POTA Mississippi Parks on the Air, Jackson County Amateur Radio Association, for additional information. And finally, beginning Saturday, April 12th at 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time through Sunday, April 13th, 7:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the Lake Area Amateur Radio Club in Colony, Texas, will activate Texas State Parks in honor of member Tom King, WK5DX, who is now a Silent Key. For rules and frequencies, go to TX State Parks on the Air-about. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We mentioned in past reports about several satellites being launched. Well, SpaceX Falcon 9 was delayed 7 times. It finally launched March 15th, and Hades ICM, Tevel 2, satellites 1 through 9, as well as UVSQ SAT-NG, were finally placed in orbit. Fortunately, the main mission for Hades ICM is to be an FM repeater. The commissioning will take about 2 weeks to complete. The downlink is 436.666 MHz, and the uplink is 145.875 MHz. Both FM. No subtone required. For the Tevel 2 satellites, the downlink is 436.400 MHz, and the uplink is 145.970 MHz, both FM. This makes it so easy. No matter which Tevel 2 satellite you choose, the frequencies are the same. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. March 20th through the 21st, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. March 20th, the NAQCC CW Sprint, CW there. March 20th, the NTC QSO Party, CW. March 22nd and 23rd, the Africa All Mode International DX contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on March 23rd, the North American Single Sideband Sprint, that is phone. And on March 23rd as well, the UBA Spring Contest, that's 6 meters, CW, and phone. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on March 29th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club HamFest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention, that's in Bismarck, North Dakota. April 5th, the RARS Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina State Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 11th and 12th, the Greene County Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention in Claremore, Oklahoma. And on April 25th through the 27th, the Big Bear Ham Escape, hosting the ARRL Orange Section Convention. That's in Big Bear Lake, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Yellow Thunder Amateur Radio Club in Baraboo, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.